Yes, greetings once again in Jesus' name. I want to welcome you here to the Daily Inspiration. Thank you for dialing in today. And just pray that God will give you extra strength and courage today to meet the tasks that are before you and to rise to the challenges that we face from day to day. We've been talking about fear and faith, and we've been looking at a few scriptures that give some examples. There's always examples in God's Word. We can always find some examples of ones who have gone before us and have faced tremendous difficulties. And some have failed, but others have had victory in God because they looked to Him for their strength and for their might. And we see many examples, and I want to even share even another one yet today with you. And I want to take another look at some example of the contrast of fear versus faith. You know, the Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. He who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. God wants us to have faith in Him, to trust Him. When we do, it sends Him a strong message of about our heart and where our hearts are. Lord, I can trust You. It's a feeling of confidence on our part that we can trust our Heavenly Father. And on His part, I believe He's just more than willing to reach down and touch the very need that we have in that hour. And with that, I would like to give you a little quote that I have been very blessed by, and I want to meditate on this and think about it because it really puts some handles on what we're talking about here. And to me, this made it very clear, and hopefully it'll do the same for you, and I'd like you to meditate on this. And the little quote just says this, that fear looks at God through circumstances. I'm going to say that again. Fear looks at God through circumstances. Faith, on the other hand, faith looks at circumstances through God. Faith looks at the circumstances of our lives through God. He's our filter. If we're able to take our circumstances and first see God and then our circumstance, I believe it'll turn our lives completely around and change our lives completely. Because we're not looking at the circumstance that has come up right in our face, but we're looking at the God of the universe, Jehovah. He's the one that sustains us and keeps us alive here on this earth. We're looking at Him. And then we see the circumstances. I tell you, this is fairly new to me, but it's given me some different perspective. And I hope it will for you too. We don't want to look at our circumstances and then hope God can figure something out for us. Or hope we can make our own best decisions based on what we have before us. I want to be able to look at God and be able to let Him be my filter so that as I see the circumstances, I see them through God. He's first and foremost. I think there's many examples of people in the Bible that have done just that. And I'd like to read to you in 1 Samuel chapter 14, and I want to just give you a little brief description here. You remember Saul was the first king of Israel. And he had a son named Jonathan, and David and Jonathan were very good friends, and you can read that whole story in the book of 1 Samuel. But I'd just like to go to chapter 14. I want to read a couple of passages here, and I want to remind you that Israel was being tormented by the Philistines, and there was constant battle there, and you know the story of David and Goliath. Well, there was a constant battle between Israel and the Philistines. And that, quite frankly, that battle is still going on today. There is much chaos and hatred and fighting in that land even to this day. It's still happening over there. But anyways, my point here I want to make is a little statement that Jonathan and his armor bearer, they did something one time that is quite amazing if you think about it. And I'd like to just read that to you. Jonathan, again, he's Saul's son. He's a young man. And here's what he had to say in chapter 14. It says, "Now it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young man that bare his armor, Come, let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side. But he told not his father." Now I'm going to skip down here. Verse 6. And it says, "And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, Come, and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. And his armor bearer said unto him, Do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee. Behold, I am with thee according to thy heart." Now I want you just to imagine this for a moment. You have two young men here. There's a battle going on between Israel and the Philistines. And the king's son says to his armor bearer, "Hey, let's go over and see. God, who knows, God may deliver the Philistines into our hands." So one, there was faith on Jonathan's part. He's trusting that God's going to deliver him. And then look at his armor bearer. Now his armor bearer could have taken a look at that and said, "You know, I don't think that's a very good idea. It doesn't sound very wise. Two of us to go over there by ourselves and to do this thing." But you see, Jonathan had given him some instruction and a reminder. He said, "You know, God, he is not limited here. There is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." He understood who God was. He had a very good idea of how battles were won. It wasn't by strength. It wasn't by force and might. He knew it was the Lord. Which, knowing that, gave him courage and faith to go forward and to carry out this plan. Now, I wouldn't advise for any of us to go and do something on our own. I think God was stirring up Jonathan's heart to do this. But one of the things that really jumps out at me here in this scripture is that here's a young man that truly trusted the Lord with his very life. This was a dangerous thing that he was proposing to do. And his armor bearer, I think he must have seen some real confidence that Jonathan had in the Lord. And his armor bearer said, "I'm going with you. Do all that's in your heart to do." And to me, I just am encouraged by this. I see these two young people that, now here's an example of somebody that was looking at their circumstances through God. They weren't looking at God through their circumstances. They weren't afraid. And they carried it out. And you know, I think there are many, many other examples. And maybe, I don't know, Lord willing, we may look at some more. I'm not sure yet, but for now, I'd like to just concentrate on this and to look at how there are people who have gone before us who have put their trust in the Lord, and they were not disappointed. I'd like to just read another passage. Maybe you have it memorized. I hope you do. It's from Proverbs, and it would be in chapter 3, and it's verses 5 and 6. And I'd also like to read verse 7 along with that. And it says simply this: "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil." And I might as well just read verse 8 while we're there. It says, "It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones." And I know this is a very, very familiar verse, and like I say, I hope it's one that you've memorized and really meditated on, because it's quite a little nugget of truth for us, that we can trust the Lord with all of our heart, and we're instructed not to lean on our own understanding. You know, God doesn't want us to sit down with a pencil and paper and figure out every little detail. Now, there's times when we need to look ahead. We need to plan. There's nothing wrong with that. But we need to cast that before the Lord and say, okay, Lord, what would you have me do? Let me get my direction from you. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding, but I'm going to look to you and trust you with all my heart. And in all my ways, I want to acknowledge you, let you be in on this. And the Bible says that he'll direct our paths. And I think it's also good to put verse 7 and 8 in there, that we're not to be wise in our own eyes. You know, a lot of the things that God had his people do, when you just sit back and look at it, it does appear sometimes, many times, as just pure foolishness. I mean, you think about some of the stories that you've read in the scriptures. These are true stories. These are things that actually took place. And I think of Gideon, and when he was going up against the Midianites, and you see how greatly he was outnumbered, and God kept cutting Gideon's army down lower and lower and lower, and kept getting him down to 300 men, 300. Now, if we were wise in our own eyes, we would take a look at that and say, you know, this is crazy. This is not going to work. The Midianites, it said that they were like the sand of the sea out there. There's a huge number of that army. And God pared them down, Gideon's army, until there was 300 men. And God told him why. He says, I don't want you to take the credit for this. This is my doing. And you see, there's many, many other stories. I know you could think of a half a dozen or so just easily, of when God wanted somebody to do something specific. And if you look at it through a human perspective, it looks very odd and even like it will never work. But God's ways are higher than ours, and he's got a plan. And if we'll trust him, he carries it through, and he gets the glory and the credit for it because he is the Lord. And he wants us to learn how to trust him in that way. And so I want to leave you with this thought today, that let's be of those that look to God in pure faith. And you know, we're not going to make it perfectly, but we can learn, we can grow day by day to get stronger and stronger in this, to trusting in our God. But we want to be able to look by faith, look at the circumstances through God. Let him be our refuge and our strong tower and the one that brings us through. So may that be a blessing to you today as you meditate on that. I pray that God would stir up faith in your heart, that you might be a man of faith, and that I might be a man of faith, and we could put our trust completely in the God who made and runs this entire universe. He is the Lord, and he loves you, and he loves me. Blessed be his name. God bless you today.